Springfield Mayor Mike Houston was in attendance.
Hopefully, as a result of what has taken place, what we will have are conversations that will help improve the situation, not only here in the city of Springfield, but all across the country.
The police chief and the NAACP president, Teresa Haley, for instance, I saw on Twitter a picture of them watching the decision being made together. Do you feel like those kind of bridges are being gapped here in this city?
I think Chief Winslow has done an excellent job in terms of reaching out to the community and really starting a dialogue. And I think it's important that it is a two-way conversation. It is not a one-way conversation, that both sides need to listen to the other to understand where everyone is coming from.
Around when the news was breaking out of Ferguson, you had talked about equipping all the police officers in Springfield with body cameras. Where does that stand?
That is something that we will be looking at when we move into the budgeting process, which we are in the beginning stages of right now. In addition to the body cameras, what we've done is recently purchased 40 new police vehicles, and all 40 of those will be equipped with cameras, because that will give us a record that both protects the officers as well as the general public in terms of having a visual and audio transcript of what's taken place when there are stops, so that as an officer approaches a individual, they are aware of the fact that they have that camera rolling. By the same token, the person who is being stopped is aware that they are also being filmed, and I think it will have a positive effect on how each approaches the other.
Springfield NAACP President Teresa Haley was also in attendance.
We want to have transparency between the police department and the NAACP. Most of our calls and complaints that come in through our answering service are about police officers and how people are being mistreated. We saw a major increase in our telephone calls immediately after Chief Williams retired and Chief Winslow took over. Blacks called and says, hey, we're being pulled over again. It's starting up within 4 hours. And we were like, what? Who do we talk to? What do we do? And so I reached out to the chief and he reached back. We exchanged personal telephone numbers and we've been hanging out ever since. I mean, just really open and honest. This is the deal. This is what's going on. Here's the pulse of our community. How are you guys going to address it? And he'll come back and say, hey, this is what my officers are saying. What are you guys going to do about it? So first, it's breaking down those barriers, understanding the differences, talking about respect. And we want our community to respect police officers. They're an authority figure. We believe that they were hired to serve and protect, not hurt and harm. And when we hear that there's hurt and harm, we're going to take it to the person that can do something about it, and that would be the chief.
Mayor Mike Houston was also here talking about the look at increasing cameras for police officers. Do you feel like there's enough steps being made in the right direction right now? Are you happy with that?
Talk is cheap. We want to see some actions behind it. You know, everyone always talks about the cost and we don't have the money. But if it costs $250,000 and you're saving a life, it's already paid for. If you don't have the money in your budget, look at another line item and simply find the money. We in our community believe that body cameras would be a good thing. We understand that police officers will have the ability to turn them on and off. If you're responding to an emergency, you should turn that camera on.